Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Ayo, welcome into the CHGO White Sox podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the app today and use promo code CHGO when you sign up. Welcome into Studio A of our CHGO offices here in the West Loop of Chicago. It's a huge day for us here at CHGO. We have a brand new partner, as you can see, Goose Island. Goose Island Beer Company is now our partner here at CHGO, and we're super excited to have the Goose on our team. I'm Sean Anderson. You can follow me on Twitter at Sean_W_Anderson. That's Vinny Duber. You can follow him on Twitter at Vinny Duber. He's our CHGO White Sox beat writer. And that's Herb Lawrence.
Hello.
You can follow him on Twitter at EchtonRawl23. He's our CHGO White Sox community leader. Why don't we just invite you to see what we're all about now with Goose Island on board and welcome Goose Island onto the team, you know, officially. Welcome Goose Island into the CHGO family. We're very, very excited to have them on board. And it was very fun to go out to the tap room and, you know, have some beers out
there.
Well,
I'll say this. You know, blink and you might have missed us in the video there. That's because in true baseball / White Sox fashion,
yes,
we were back in a dark corner yelling about Carlos Correa at some point. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, Cody got a mention. I saw the Blackhawks guys get a mention, the Bears guys, the Bulls guys. No Sox coverage.
Again, we're counting. Like I said, we were busy. We were busy talking about Carlos Correa that day.
Yeah. Counting the word count in the Sun Times.
Everybody else was actually, you know, participating, enjoying Goose Island, which we were too, but also we're like, hey, let's go and talk to ourselves. Everybody's like, hey, we're filming a commercial. I didn't even know in that commercial they kind of cut it off. I was literally on the other side of Peck because I didn't know what was going on. I was just enjoying some delicious libations like this one.
Yeah,
and the secret beer hug.
We had the secret bear hug. I know Cody just had that on the CHGO Bears one. We had the 312 actually at the tap room. You saw the
I had a nice sample that day.
I was going
up different one every time.
Michael's Kolsch.
Did you have a favorite? Was yours the
Colts? That was my favorite.
I really like the Sophie, which is a year-round Goose offering. If you'll give me a second here, I will pull up exactly what I drank that night.
I
take note whenever I have a new beer. I gotta get it. Here you go. You ready?
Yep.
The Tapachi Sunrise Tequila Fruited Ale.
Ooh,
was
I
on
had
tap.
That.
At
wow, that is your.
That
thing.
Was on tap at the tap room, and that was quite delicious. Yes.
And that was the best that you had.
Yeah, I mean,
I
drink 312 all the time, so I'm not going to go unloyal from my 312, but that one was really good because it was unique.
Was that a sour beer?
It wasn't too bad. It was just fruity, which I enjoy.
Yeah, and I don't drink a ton, but hey, you know, I mean, it was a special occasion. I had a Blackhawks one earlier today as well. You know, it's a special occasion. They're a partner. You know, it's not a go to for me, but you know,
it is now.
It is now. I'm getting hammered.
Oh, I'll be drinking every day. They
I'll
messed
be drinking
up.
Goose.
They messed up. Oh, man, we lost all our money because Herb drank all the goose.
Given Chicagoans free endless beer.
Going
right?
to be taking, gonna be taking the CTA just like Big Dave in the ad there a lot more often than I was driving
gonna
before.
Going to be open up these props right here if I run out this one right here.
And shout out to Ryan Green who shot that entire commercial. Shout out to Peck, Big Dave, and Will Gottlieb who are the stars, I guess, of that commercial.
And I know we just started the partnership. But now it's time to implement Vinny's plan.
Oh, I was going to get there. I was going to say that's for cool. The ad read, you know, because I think we got to sell the people, right? We got to give a rousing speech here. You know, we got to really win the people over, our new friends over at Goose to
trust us with a beautiful creature like what you're going to be pulling up here.
Take down that Michael Jordan jersey because the real goat's got to go up in the back behind us.
Exactly. Right behind us. Let's talk about a different goat, the pitching goat, and then we'll get into the...
Well, the entrance goat, your certainly. Idea.
The entrance goat. I think someone in the chat earlier was asking, Matthew McRory was asking, what's with Cueto on there? Well, if you missed it earlier this morning, Johnny Cueto was announced in Miami. He walked out from center field out into the mound and greeted the Miamians?
Miami? That's a good one. I don't know what the denim is for Miami.
Miami.
Look that up.
But we can just see right here what Johnny did as he walked in this absurd, only Johnny Cueto way that he could have.
If you're watching on the podcast,
I don't know if our mics are muted.
Okay. Miamian is correct. That's the correct denim.
Miamian. Yeah.
Look at Johnny Cueto.
He's jamming out there.
So is the sound playing? Could you hear the speaker? Okay, I don't know. Steven doesn't
know. No sound on this video. Right. Yeah.
Well, anyways.
There's a loud song playing at the same time here.
Yeah, do a little play-by-play here. Johnny Cueto walked out from center field, basically how they do at Guaranteed Rate Field, like the center field doors open, and out emerges Johnny Cueto's massive speaker system that he recently just purchased, the orange speaker system that
unfolds ambulance, yeah.
Out of the ambulance. Mm-hmm. Johnny Cueto walks out to the mound that is tarped, draped in a Dominican Republic flag, starts dancing Yoan Moncada music video-esque out there.
Doing some salsa moves, yeah.
In a very slick gray suit with a black shirt underneath.
Like a dickie, yeah.
And sunglasses.
Looking very nice. And sunglasses, of course. Johnny Cueto.
He walked all the way from center field.
Slowly.
Slowly. Like he's like entering a wrestling ring. Oh, my goodness gracious.
I would love Johnny Cueto in a celebrity boxing match. Maybe draped in the Dominican flag.
That's somebody who deserves it. Deserves a video and an entrance like that. Johnny Cueto was a storied career. Not no Vince Velasquez. Not to crap on my man. Catching strays on Johnny Cueto day.
Yeah, seriously.
But
he just
yeah.
got a highlight reel. That's all he got.
Exactly. Johnny Cueto, that's just smooth as hell. I mean, what more do you expect from Johnny Cueto?
A horse.
A horse. Yeah. Definitely.
I know Vinny was disappointed. No horse.
If there had only been a horse or four.
I'm sure there's rules against that on Miami's field.
They have concerts out there.
Yeah, right. Kim Ng, Skip Schumacher, Johnny Cueto, the three horsemen.
The three horsemen,
you know?
Marlin Apocalypse.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. That would be a sick,
and
sick
video. Arn Anderson, you're good.
Yeah, and Arn Anderson. Double-A spine bustering people out there.
Little Tully Blanchard, let's go.
Woo, Ric Flair. It could be fun. But yeah, congrats to Johnny Cueto. But I thought you had a good question for us, Vinny. What would be your walkout, basically? What would be your entrance?
So if you signed with the Miami Marlins,
it's
to do that.
Is it specific to the Marlins, or is it?
No, that's just they let Johnny Cueto do that. Who knows how many teams are letting Johnny Cueto put on such a show like that?
Who wouldn't?
Oh, that's
awesome. It's clearly a mistake right there. I mean, if you were doing it, if you were walking out, Vinny Duber has the chance, Herb Lawrence has the chance to walk out from center field. You get the song, you get the outfit, you get the flag. You know, what are you showing off to the Miamians?
Hmm.
That
is correct. Okay. I looked up the denim. Yes. That's a good question. So I've always said my walk-up song would be Working for MCA by Lynyrd Skynyrd. But here's the thing. Walk-up song and this situation song, yep. Two very different situations. Because a walk-up song, you're getting like 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. This looked like the whole song played, maybe started over again.
He's walking from center field.
Slowly.
Slowly.
So, I don't know. I think I'd have to go like ultimate ridiculousness. I think I'd have the Chicago flag over my shoulders. But I think I'd have to go full ridiculousness. I'd play Won't Get Fooled Again, and I'd be wearing the all fringe Roger Daltrey get up. Maybe I'll spin a microphone around my head like this, too.
Yeah. You've rocked the Canadian tuxedo before.
Canadian tuxedo is a good one, too. I do like that as well. But yeah, we'll go even sillier for this.
I would go with a song from MC Breed, rest in peace, called Ain't No Future In Your Frontin'. It's just a hard 90s hip-hop song about a man from Flint, Michigan. It just speaks to me.
Where are you from?
Yeah, exactly. From the harsh streets of Wheaton. And speaking of Wheaton, I would wear a nice Wheaton North Falcon flag.
There you go.
2021 7A football champions. Thank you.
You were not on the team.
No, I was not. I'm always on the team, Vinny. Perpetually. I'm always a Falcon. But I would be going out there dancing to that song because it's just so heat. I don't know if you've ever heard it, Sean. It was before you were born, but that would be your homework assignment. 4 minutes, MC Breed. Ain't no future in your front.
It sounds like something that Dion might pick as his theme song for his Colorado.
Dion was grooving to that song in college.
Oh yeah, what do you take? He had Mystical going on last year.
Oh,
Here I Go.
Music? Yeah,
yeah. So KPW's going Return of the Mac. Alex Rude going with Rude Boy.
That's thematically appropriate for his name.
That's pretty decent. I think I've gone to Miami, worn ridiculous outfits. Bleached my hair and bought a jumpsuit. It was very nice. I'd probably go all out. I think, you know, kind of your style, maybe white denim, though. Get a hat, cowboy boots,
sure.
Some fringe. Irish flag, you know, got to represent the heritage. My mom's from the mainland, right? But then, obviously, I mean, I have a brand, so it would be Tusk.
It would have to be.
It would have to be Tusk.
But here's the thing. If I were you and you had to live up to the Tusk brand, I would bump it up one whole thing. You just get a full marching band out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I'm down with that.
If you showed up with a full marching band, you'd have to give him credit even if you
I mean
like
that would be
song.
Good, but then they'll play a terrible song from that album
and I'm
like,
"It's the best song."
God.
Don't get me on Tusk too. If you keep trashing this album, I might have to tell you the right way to listen to
He'll give you a homework assignment.
You get high school and college kids to have to learn some terrible songs.
You got
to play for you.
You got a 36 minute 28 second journey on your end coming up if you don't slow down on the Tusk hate.
That's all right. Sean's still big time in debt on the homework thing. He still has to watch Caddyshack.
I don't know any of these songs. I know Weird Al Yankovic, but yeah. I don't know My Baloney. Is that
to the tune of My Baloney to my the tune of My Sharona?
My Sharona. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Red Right Hand is very chilling. I don't know if it's a pump up song for Joey Donut going with some Nick Cave.
Just frighten all the media in attendance for the press conference.
It's like that guy who showed up for was it Big Papa Emeritus 4?
Yes.
Whatever his name was.
Ghost?
Yeah. Just
the mascot?
Yeah.
That came to the Sox game?
To the Sox game. Yeah. Full dress, threw out the first pitch. I forgot what his name was.
Papa Emeritus?
Papa Emeritus the 4th.
Yeah.
It's just Southpaw with a different head, right?
Yeah. it's just Southpaw, not in the green. Joey Donuts is going to come out the skeleton tree. Let's talk about just something that I did see in the comments here, though, from Matthew. With Hendricks out due to health, do you think Ronaldo will fill in the closer role until Hendricks' return? We haven't really talked about this topic. And again, the White Sox did put up a website, White Sox or MLB.com/White Sox/fans/Team Liam. I also think if you just go to WhiteSox.com/team-Liam, this will come up. I don't really want to spend too much time on it. Probably. I don't think that they're thinking about it. I mean, it might be Kendall Graveman. It might be Joe Kelly. It might be Ronaldo Lopez. I think it will probably just call for the situation. Liam Hendricks clearly was their guy, their closer, signed for a $54 million deal, and he's out. I don't really know if there's the guy right now that they would say is their clear-cut closer.
I think the answer to that question is ask again in about 2 months.
Yeah,
because once spring training, I think spring training is probably a time where you figure that out. You can say, oh, Kendall Graveman's the next in line because he was the setup guy. You can say, you know, Lopez maybe has the skill set to do something like that. You could say that Graveman's done it before. He can do it again. Joe Kelly is not one to ever back down from any sort of confrontation in a high leverage situation either. So they've got a deep bullpen. They've got options. But again, they'll probably take the entirety of spring training to figure that out. I don't know if closer by committee makes a whole lot of sense ever, but you're in a situation now where you have a lot of options and your guy that you hired to be your closer is not available, as you said. So I think this is something that probably will be figured out towards the middle, if not end of March.
And I would probably go with, there's two trains of thought, like where you're talking about there's experienced people who have done it before in Graveman and Kelly for a little bit. But then also you probably project Raylo, and I do, as a closer of the future, and it'll probably be easier to move him, just him, to closer and keep other people in their roles. And then when Liam comes back, if he comes back, let's put our fingers crossed, you could put Raylo right back to where he was initially. And so you don't move and you don't have too much movement between everybody else, and the roles don't change too drastically. And so, yeah, it's a sad situation from Liam, but it is an opportunity for somebody to step up, and Raylo to get into the spotlight. If he is given that opportunity, I think that he will not necessarily thrive, but I think he'll step up to the challenge.
I just think, too, like, if Graveman pitches a night and then they need another closing moment, I don't know if they're going to go to Graveman again on a back-to-back night.
They do that already. You know what I mean? And Liam is a special case, right, Liam, where obviously, I mean, he can handle that really, you know, you might even call it a ridiculous workload for a closer in the 2020s, right?
But I think sometime in May, like around the Cup Series, he had like six straight games where he closed and had saves.
Yeah, and so I think he's probably an outlier in that situation. If they do come to a bridge where Graveman pitched last night, sure, throw somebody else out there. But also, you know, Graveman, you know, was paid what he was paid to pitch a lot too. Obviously, there was plenty of talk last year about why he wasn't going sometimes as often as you would think. But again, their bullpen is pretty deep. I think that is a strength of this team. Certainly, you would say that when Liam Hendricks is a part of it. But they've got a lot of guys who can pitch in those late inning situations. They always say it takes a special kind of guy to pitch the ninth. Maybe they'll find that they have one in someone like Lopez or another young guy. But they've got somebody who has done it before, at least a little bit, in Kendall Graveman.
I want to know if there's clarification on what Joe Kelly did last year. I know there was something either in his contract or mutually agreed with the White Sox about him not pitching back-to-back days in a certain amount of time, like in the first half of the season. I don't know if that was a real thing or if that's just played up by us here. But is there a thing in his contract that you guys talked about that says, hey, he can't do back-to-back games in the first half, or is that just isolated for 2022 and he's good now?
My answer to that question is I don't know, but I will say this. They signed him while he was hurt, he was coming off of an injury, and they knew that he wasn't going to be around for the first little bit of the season to help them out in the bullpen. They really wanted to slow play him, and I remember talking to him in Arizona, you know, all of the beat writers talking to him in Arizona, and he basically had the opinion of, guys, what matters is October. I want to be there and be ready for October. If we've got a slow play it here in the early portion of the season, we will.
And what you were thinking of, back on July 3rd, James Fox tweeted on Hit and Run 670 this morning, Matt Spiegel reported that Joe Kelly's contract stated that he couldn't pitch back-to-back games until July 1st. Yesterday was his first back-to-back appearance of the season. So on the first and second of July, that was his first back-to-back appearance, apparently. That was written into his contract, reported by Matt Spiegel of 670 The Score. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to jump into Trivial Pursuit. It's a Friday for you. It's a Friday for us. You know, podcast listeners, it's at least a Friday for you because, you know, you'll be listening to this tomorrow. Live listeners, it's still a Thursday for you, but it's a Friday for us. Confusing, yes.
Just take off tomorrow.
Take off tomorrow.
Sean said it's Friday for you.
Exactly.
Tell your boss.
And hey, go home and drink some beer. CHGO is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer since 1988. Their beer roster includes the Blackhawks Pale Ale, which is a limited release, the Bulls City 312, which is a limited release, the Bourbon County Stout, mm-hmm. Which I just saw for $2 off at the local Jewels. So go check out your Jewels. You might find a deal on those stouts. Christmas IPA, Beer Hug IPA Series, which Herb's drinking right now, the Green Line, and the Matilda. Vinny gave out his favorite stout, or not your favorite tap from the tap room as well, but you're drinking the 312 Wheat Ale, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, the Wheat Ale. And Chicago's Goose Island's two locations are open and ready to welcome you. Grab a beer right from their innovative tanks at the Goose Island Tap Room at 1800 West Fulton, or get a smash burger and a fresh beer of the week at the original Clybourne Brew House at 1800 North Clybourne. For reservations and pickup, go to gooseisland.com/locations. Goose Island Beer Company. We loved going over to that tap room. It'd be lovely for a little get together. If you haven't seen friends for a while, go pick up a couple taps over at the tap room.
And ask them. I'm sure they can do it for a tour of that place. That is a beautiful place. If you've never seen a tap room and like a place where they make beer, it's like, man, I've seen one, but this one is extensive. It's nice.
And, like, you know,
we had to wear safety glasses, too.
We saw all of their wiring and all of their hydraulics and all of their tubing. clearly, those geniuses can figure out how to hydraulically shoot beer out of the goose head that was in right field. No?
Thank you. Correct. Like, so, they're scientists there. That's 100%. So they can easily do the goose head thing where Vinny brought up.
They might need to bring in some new taps or new kegs every once in a while, but we can make that happen.
They're our best friends now.
Yeah.
And I just think that it would be a great way to build brand loyalty for White Sox fans. Hey, remember that goose that was there at, you know, Guaranteed Rate Field for 3 years? That beloved goose that people always took pictures with?
Everyone loved it.
Guess what? It's right here.
It could go right there.
It missed beer.
Missed?
Yeah.
No.
I think shooting might cause some problems or like might leak.
No.
So just I think the mist would be a nice
I want
solution.
It to be like a shower head.
And we just hold like a beer underneath
it's gonna
it?
Get it's going to get messy.
You open your mouth.
Oh, it's too much.
I feel like it's going to get messy. You want to be cleaning up beer?
You're going to have a beer shooting out of a goose's mouth. That's worth a mess.
It is worth a mess.
That's worth a mess.
But we can't do it 82 times after the White Sox win or whatever. You know,
just like, do it every home run.
No, after every home run that lands in the Goose Island.
Every home
run. The yard is formerly known as the Goose Island.
We know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Not a lot were hit over there. And we're going to get to that in a second.
Other teams hit a lot.
We're going to get a lot hit over there this year. We got Andrew Benintendi. Let's go.
Mercy, let's go. But again, Goose Island, check out Goose Island. And this is just a new URL to me, so I just want to make sure I'm getting it right. GooseIsland.com/locations. Again, 1800 West Fulton. That is their tap room. That's where we shot the commercial there. And you can take a tour of that. And the brew house, which is over at 1800 North Clybourne.
The Clybourne spot's good. That's been a good spot for a long time. They keep remodeling it.
It's right over by
it's
the.
It's always stayed good.
Right over by the Best Buy off of 94. What is that? North Avenue exit? Like, I think the 48A exit?
Yeah. I mean, it's on Clybourne. It's Clybourne, Sheffield, right there where it ends there. Yeah. There
you go. I used to live in that neighborhood.
Good spot.
Great place.
In that area.
It's Patagonia right there, too.
Mercy. Hey, we also got to let you know about Pins and Aces. They're the official golf apparel partner of CHGO. We love our Pins and Aces gear and get tons of compliments on and off the course when we're wearing it. They're a family-owned golf and apparel business, and they make amazing polos, hats, golf bags, and even our favorite beer sleeve. It's an innovative product that allows you to store 7 Goose Island beers right inside your golf bags and keep your drinks cold the entire round. So check out pinsandaces.com and use code CHGO to receive 15% off your first order and get free shipping. That's pinsandaces.com, code CHGO to get 15% off your first order and get free shipping.
I got to yell at somebody to go and get me another Goose Island. Cody, give me another Goose Island, please. Anything.
Oh, Law's going to jump up for
anything.
You. Anything. That crosstown rivalry is already hooking up. Cody's just tuning you out.
Yeah, I mean, blocking you out.
Jerk. Lives down the street from me. Already.
You give him rides.
All the time. Yeah. In the car.
In the car.
Not on my horse.
Yeah, not like on,
Johnny Cueto.
Johnny Cueto. Not on his scooter. Let's jump in to some Trivial Pursuit here, as the Bulls did win. Bulls did win in Paris. So shout out to Ronky Show, who just jumped
in.
They win.
Les Bulls.
Hey, au revoir, Pistons. let's jump into Trivial Pursuit here. I tried to level the playing field.
Goose.
Try to figure out, you know, how Herb could win. The goose is loose. And we're going to try to play it Trivial Pursuit style. To gain, to win, to have the ability to win, you have to get 5 pieces. There's 5 categories. You have to get 1 question right in that category.
Okay.
You get all 5 pieces. You then get the chance to answer the final question.
In the middle.
You are the first person to answer the final question. You win Trivial Pursuit White Sox Edition. Sound good?
Yep. Sounds great.
All right.
You're giving us little wedges?
No, okay. You're just going to, I mean, I'll mark and be aware of the wedges, but no actual wedges, which, you know, we didn't, I'll make sure I get wedges.
Usually that
next
brown
time.
Category is really tough for me, but I think this one I'm going to do well.
I don't think that one's going to be about classic literature.
No. Yeah, our categories, not typical Trivial Pursuit. The pink is free agents. The blues are trades. The green is numbers game. The yellow is honk honk. And Steven, feel free to just, thank you. And then the brown one is beer, 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 which will be a category about beer.
Thank you.
The honk honk one, for the final question, will be a little different, but the honk honk one, it's home runs that were hit into the Goose Island.
Yeah.
So from 2019 to 2021, home runs that made it into the Goose Island landing. Perfect.
I saw every one of those.
Yes, you did.
When I lose this category, it'll be very upsetting.
You'll be very good at it. Numbers games, plays with, you know, numbers on the back of jerseys. Obviously, nice. We think of Andrew Benintendi wearing number 23, sure. And you were spouting off Robin Ventura, Jake Lamb, Mark Tian. That'll be for all the people that like that. Mm. I mean, the free agents and trades kind of goes into the stuff that we've been talking about, kind of the teams that players were on before they were a White Sox. So, Vinny, you get the first spin here as you won the coin flip off screen.
Spin the wheel.
Free agency.
Free agency. Here we go.
I'm not sure about Bulls post-game. I think they're currently at the stadium right now, so I think just stay
Bulls.
Tuned.
Play Bulls?
CHGO Bulls. Yeah. Just stay tuned, Bulls fans, and make sure you are checking their Twitter at CHGO.
And also, as always, Steven, we're going to need you to hide the comments when it comes time to answer these questions.
Yes. Yeah. We have some smart viewers.
Yes, we do.
So the first one was free agents, right?
Yes.
It was the pink one? Okay. I'm going to give you the first question. These are the teams that this player played for before signing with the White Sox. Arizona, the Chicago AL team, and the Washington Nationals.
Ah, that would be Adam Eaton.
That is Adam Eaton.
There we go.
You get the pink square. Congratulations. or the pink piece. There you go. All right. Next up, Herb.
Okay.
You get to spin the wheel.
All right.
I guess Steven spins the wheel. Steven, spin the wheel.
No whammies. Stop. Stop on a sailboat.
Beer. Love this question. Beer.
Confetti every time. I like that.
We love beer. Herb.
Yeah.
Goose Island is our new sponsor.
Correct.
They're the greatest beer company ever. I was not.
That's correct. That's in the question.
Yeah,
I got it.
That's in the question. I just took this straight from the game. They once brewed a White Sox ale. What type of ale was it? And what two can designs could White Sox fans find?
Wow, that's like three questions in there.
It's just
pale ale. American pale ale. APA.
And what were the two designs?
The SOX and the sock.
Do I get to steal? Can I steal?
You can steal, but you actually don't get the piece.
Oh, so it'd just be embarrassing Herb.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a golden ale, I believe.
Golden ale.
We got to sample the inaugural launch at SoxFest. Mm. The last SoxFest that happened.
So 2018?
Yeah.
Ale,
2020.
Would you would have gave me ale?
But yeah, pale ale would have made a lot of sense because of Pale Hose Ale. It would have made a ton of sense.
Yeah. No, I said, what type of ale was it?
Ugh.
So you couldn't say ale.
Golden ale and pale ale are two different things. It's two different ales.
It's an ale.
And I did Google, are there different types of ales, making sure that not all ales were golden. And yeah, there were many ales. But the two designs, do you have that answer?
He got them, I think, right? Wasn't it just the regular logo and the sock?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was 83 jersey design.
They had a blue and red one.
Blue, white, and red one with the horizontal SOX.
There was two questions in there.
There was. That was challenging, but you got the first one wrong.
Yeah, so I mean, it was
questionable, Sean. Do you want me to win? Sean's rigging the game.
Think about 2019.
Sitting
you just
17
had to answer that it
there.
Was a golden ale and that they had a Sunday version and they had a black and white version. I didn't think it was that difficult.
It's two questions, not one.
Wow. Herb's playing under protest and it's one question.
Vinny.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
Feel free to spin.
Spin the wheel.
Numbers game.
All right.
Love that song.
Confetti
this
bomb.
Number has been worn by three players in White Sox history. Once in 2021 and twice in 1986. What number is this?
Once in 2021 and twice in 1986. 2021.
We need that one theme song that Alex Trebek was the host of.
And see, here's the thing. I think I know who it was, too.
Who do you think it was? I need the jersey number. You could think the...
I think the player was Luis Basabe.
Ooh.
Is that correct?
No.
No, okay. Well, then there you go. I'm already riffing on this one.
Do you want to guess a number?
I just got to pick a number. I'll go with...
Luis Basabe never made a debut for the White Sox. He was 61 in the Giants.
Oh, okay. There you go. Well, then there you go. All sorts of wrong. I'm going to go ahead and say 67.
Zero.
Oh, Billy Hamilton.
Billy Hamilton.
All right, there you go.
And then Oscar Gamble and Mark Ryle In 1986 wore.
Sure. Yeah, the Yermin one was a good guess, too, but I bet he was the only one to wear that. 73, right? Yeah.
73. Yeah. He wore 73. Yeah. I will not answer the other question. I will not answer that question.
Oh, we got
oh, that's coming up.
More numbers
game. Let's spin for Herb. Right now, it is currently Vinny has a pink, and that's it. So, Herb, on your second go-around, let's see what category you get.
Honk, 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 honk.
You think
honk,
it's a button, honk, not honk. A wheel of fortune? You got to
crank it.
Yeah. Numbers. Oh, there you go. Guess 73 for your mean Mercedes. I bet that'll be right.
73.
Herb.
Yes.
Number 36 is the most worn number in White Sox franchise history.
That is shocking.
With 54 players donning the number.
How is it not like 10?
It's not 10. Can you? I think because those players are usually good.
Oh, I see.
And they
stick around a lot.
Yeah, they don't give up their number. Can you name three White Sox players who have worn the number 36?
I want to say former pitcher. It's not Donnie Lucy. It's Donnie something else. He's a relief pitcher. I forgot his name. I'm going to say Scott Sanderson, Fred Manrique, and Daryl Boston. I know he wore eight.
So, yeah, none of those answers were right.
Did Scott Schoenweiss wear number 36?
There was a decent amount of Scots, actually.
You were thinking of Donnie Veal.
Scott Iyer,
Donnie, yes.
Scott Ruffcorn, and Scott Hemond.
Oh.
92, 94 to 95, and 97 to 2000. Recent vintage, Chelsea Cuthbert.
Chelsea Cuthbert.
Former Royal Great, yes.
Kevin Smith.
Kevin, sure.
Rob Brantley. Josh Fegley. Ryan
catcher,
Sweeney.
Every catcher ever.
Chris Widger. Tom Gordon.
Oh, Flash.
Kevin Tappany.
Tappany.
Yeah, right. Both sides of town.
Jerry Harrison.
Jerriston.
Jim Cott.
Jerriston Sr.?
No, yeah. Just Jerry. 88.
Yeah. Oh, just the top guy.
Senior. Oh, yeah, senior. Yeah, senior. My bad. Just no junior. No. My bad. No numbers game for Herbert Vinny there.
Donningfield was not part of it then.
No, he wasn't.
Okay. And
the
wheel.
So. All right, spin the wheel.
And we'll take an ad break.
Pat Sajak style.
These are some diehard ridiculous trivia. Are you serious?
These are really
hard. Questions are brutal. I didn't try to make them that hard.
I nailed that first one. Let's go with that again.
The first one was easy as hell. I would have got that one.
All right. Trades. Trade time. Let's go.
All right. These are teams that players have played for. This should be an easy one, folks.
Of course, for Vinny.
These are the players. These are the teams that this player played for before being traded to the White Sox.
Number zero question, Herb. It's okay.
Seattle and Cincinnati.
Seattle. And Cincinnati, and then was traded to the White Sox from, you would imagine, the Cincinnati Reds.
Yes, the last team that I will say it's in order. Yeah, Herb already knows it.
Oh, boy. Better get this right.
Do, 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 do.
Oh, man.
Do, 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 do,
oh boy. Why is the only person I can think of D'Angelo Jimenez?
It's not D'Angelo Jimenez, not. I'll tell you that.
Cincinnati Reds, Seattle Mariners, trade.
It's Seattle Mariners, then the Reds, if that helps.
Right, right. Mm.
I'm going to need a final answer here.
Yikes. This is surely embarrassing.
I think you're just thinking way too hard.
I am. Like, I'm like, oh, was it Jeremy Reed? No.
No.
Going way too far into the vault for this one.
I need a final answer.
Hold on.
Played for the Dodgers. No, I got nothing.
George Kenneth Griffey Jr.
It's Ken Griffey Jr.
Ken Griffey Jr. That makes sense.
It's Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah, really blew that one.
And Alex and KPW.
Didn't call out for it, too.
Do I get the wedge?
No.
Okay.
No, you don't. Let's do one more spin for Herb.
I think, guys, you got to give me a shout out for naming both D'Angelo Jimenez and Jeremy Reed, though.
Yeah, you did. That's a great job.
That's a great remember.
He thought
some
of
guys
a Mariner and a Red.
Yep. Just couldn't think of that one guy. Mm-hmm. Let's get one more spin for Herb, and then maybe we'll regroup here.
Hopefully, a good one, an easy one like that one. Or
yeah. Hey, I didn't try to make them that hard, especially the trades and free agent ones. I feel like they were pretty all right.
Steven, don't mess me up. Let's go with a good spin.
Oh, wow. Now he's throwing Steven under the bus.
It's Steven who's messing me up.
Oh, beer.
Beer. All
right. So you already had one shot at beer.
Okay.
How many beers did Mark Burley say was the max, the quote-unquote max, he drank in the dugout before his Game 3 save in the 2005 World Series?
I'm going to say 4 beers.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Said he had about 3 beers.
Ugh.
About 3 beers.
4 is about 3.
But it's he said 3.
Wow.
2 is about 3.
Stickler.
4 is about 3.
I hope you have a bunch of questions on here because we're going deep.
I went 3-3.
You're going to need to come up with some more.
We're going to regroup here. Maybe I'll find some more questions.
Another hard question.
I'll let you know about the DraftKings pick of the week.
I just had to just guess.
What?
From 17, what is it? How many years ago? 17 years ago. 16, 18 years ago.
It's a famous story about the White Sox and beer. Yeah, there's not too many.
And I know we drank beer. I'm not saying what. How many. Oh, Mark drank 3? What a jerk Mark Burley is.
Hey, it was from a Kevin Kaduk Yahoo post from 2017 that I found it from. I do want to give you the DraftKings pick of the week today. I just saw Greg Boyson walk in, and it is in the Blackhawks game. They're taking on the Flyers at 6 p.m. Flyers to score the first goal, Flyers money line, and Travis Konecki to be an anytime goal scorer at plus 235 is your DraftKings pick of the week. No Andrew Stalock for the Blackhawks. He won't be on the road trip.
Alex
Stalock. Thank you. I knew it was an A. He's good at being a goaltender. Mrazek, not so much. So we'll go
draft. Even turned into a hockey fan.
Hockey guy.
The beginning of the year, he was not a hockey guy.
now here's the turn.
Now he's out here talking about Alex Stalock, whoever the hell this man is.
He's winning money on it. We also got to let you know about Chi-Town Custom Cornhole. They're the number one cornhole provider for Chicagoland and Illinois since 2007. Their signature box style design can be digitally printed, covered in vinyl, and painted, and their cornhole boards come with built-in drink holders recessed in on the back, LED lights that light up the hole, and exterior handles easy for carrying, and handcrafted scorekeepers. They are veteran-owned and operated, and they can ship anywhere and offer local pickups. They specialize in corporate designs for your company's next marketing or social event, wedding gifts, and gifts for all occasions, and especially for tailgaters and backyard barbecuers. So check out their website, ChiTownCornhole.com, and make sure to follow them on Instagram at Chi-Town Custom Cornhole Boards. Thank you for your support, Chi-Town Custom Cornhole. Also got to let you know about DraftKings. Just gave you the DraftKings pick of the week, but it is time for NFL playoff action. We're one step closer to Super Bowl 57, and for the NFL divisional round, check out DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all new and existing customers can take a shot in even bigger payouts with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Boost your NFL winnings with each leg you add up to 100%. I like the Giants plus 7.5. I like the over in the Cowboys-Niners game at 46. I like the over in the Giants-Eagles game at 48 this upcoming weekend. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code CHGO. New customers can bet just $5 on the NFL divisional round and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code CHGO. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. One to nothing so far. Let's spin the wheel. It might just be first one to three
at this
point. All right,
here we go. Spin away.
Vinny, you are up, and it is your spin. Steven, feel free to roll. Also, Cross Tillman saying your hair is looking great.
Ah, thank you, my friend. Appreciate
looking
it.
Nice. Honk, honk.
All right.
There we go. Thank you, Steven, for the sound effect. Honk, honk, the first one of this, and it is StatCast right field home runs that landed in the Goose Island Landing from 2019 to 2021. On May 13th, 2019, 2019, this Cleveland middle infielder ripped a ball into the Goose Island Landing with an exit velocity of 112.8 miles per hour and a hit distance of 435 feet. He came the closest to hitting the goose. Which hitter accomplished this feat?
In 2019, you
this
say.
This Cleveland middle infielder. May 13th, 2019.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say Francisco Lindor.
Francisco Lindor. Vinny gets the piece.
There we go.
Easy ask questions for Vinny. Come on now.
How is that easy?
It could have been Cleveland middle infielder. Hey, it could have been Cesar Hernandez.
He doesn't have 435 power feet.
And I had to put middle infielder there because if I didn't, then it would have been like, oh, it could have been Jose Ramirez, and then it would have been too hard of a question.
Yeah. Sean's already rigging the game.
I'm just trying to make it easy.
Sean's fighting back, Herb, against these
rigging the game. Ken Griffey Jr., Adam Eaton.
And to be fair, I didn't get the Griffey one.
I know you didn't, but he was trying. He was trying to give you it. and fucking Francisco Lindor.
I thought the beer question was easy. I thought that was the easiest one I wrote.
Scott Schoenweiss.
The number 36 was difficult, more difficult than I thought. So Vinny's got the yellow one and the pink one. And Herb, you're trying to get something.
Scott Schoenweiss' family doesn't know who he is.
Spin the wheel. Scott Schoenweiss didn't wear 36.
I had my hair cut once by someone who knew Scott Schoenweiss.
This current haircut?
No. What? Well,
the hair
many
looks
years
nice.
Ago.
I didn't know.
Many years ago.
Beer. All right. This is beer. Vinny's.
Herb's.
No, this is Herb's. Herb's question. All right. And you've already answered the other two?
Make it like Vinny's. And make it nice and easy.
No. They went from easier to hardest. You've already tried to answer the two easiest questions in this category.
Those were pretty hard.
And this one actually.
And there were two questions in the first one.
This one I thought Vinny actually would know because he was at the actual event where they announced this.
Okay.
According to a 2022 Sun-Times report, but it was basically the White Sox invited the media to Guaranteed Rate Field to try all the new samplings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
According to a 2022 Sun-Times report, how many beers can you find at Guaranteed Rate Field? It is a roundish number. It's on a 5 or a 0. But how many beers can you find at the park?
I got to get the exact number.
Good luck, Herb.
It's a question, and you have to give me an answer.
100 beers.
Yes, you have to give me an answer.
100 beers. No. Zero. What is it?
It's 75 beers. You can find 75 beers at Guaranteed Rate
Field. In Herb's defense, that one was extremely difficult.
And so was the first one, which was two damn questions.
It was golden. And they have the 83 jerseys and the black one.
Two questions.
I don't know.
Still. Spin that wheel, Steven.
Spin that
Here
wheel.
We go.
Herb's never going to win a trivia question ever. Trivia
Lindor was an easy
guess.
Well,
Sean's out of beer questions, so I don't know how I'm getting that brown pie piece. But
I'm out of beer questions. I'll figure something out.
I already have pink.
He's
gonna do
like,
I get to spin
what
again?
What beer is right in front of you?
Yeah, you
Vinny?
Do get to spin again.
All right, spin it again.
Or I guess.
I have pink and yellow.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Now pick one.
Pick. I just get to pick any other one?
Pick green or blue.
I'll go with blue.
You either get trades
or
numbers.
Blue. I'll go blue.
All right.
Yeah.
Here are the players that this player played for before being traded to the White Sox.
Yeah.
Tampa, Kansas City, San Diego.
Tampa, Kansas City, San Diego. Herb knows it.
I already know it, yeah.
I have another weird guy in my head that I just can't get past. I don't think it's him, though. I think he played for the Reds. Oh, man. It's not Jeff Kepinger, is it?
Not Jeff Kepinger. He was a free agent.
It's Jamie Shields, later known as James Shields.
It's James Shields.
I didn't know if I was exactly
By
dumb,
the way,
but that was funny.
James Shields, Aaron Rowan, cousins.
Really?
Yeah.
They are.
I probably would have come up with Big Game James eventually, Juego G, but yeah. Right. Let's keep it moving.
Spin the wheel.
Herb, you're up.
Steven?
It doesn't matter which one, except for beer.
Yeah, it just can't be beer.
Well, who's getting the brown?
I don't know. I don't know, Vinny. I thought you guys would answer these questions a little bit better.
Honk, honk.
I'm happy I got everybody laughing with Jeff Kepinger. That's all I care about.
They paid him to go away, too. It was quick, too. It wasn't even a full season. Like, that's enough.
Brutal.
Get out of here.
He did play for the Rays, though.
He did?
He did. Yeah. He did play
for
the
Rays. And then Sox signed him in the free agency. He's like, here we go. And he's like, I don't know how to play baseball anymore. Sorry, guys.
Question number two or three. You get to pick.
Two, because three is the harder one, okay. Right? Yeah.
Out of White Sox hitters from 2019 to 2021, no one threatened the Goose more than Yasmani Grandal. On May 12th, 2021, Grandal launched a 412-foot blast that came at the feet of the Geese.
What?
Which Twins reliever?
Feet.
The precipice?
Also, you said Geese. There's only one.
Goose.
Yeah.
Which Twins reliever did he hit it off of?
See, again, hard.
It is hard. It's a ridiculously stupid answer for the pitcher, but the name should actually be very, very easy for you to get.
What does that mean, Steven? I
don't
know. Twins
I don't know
pitcher
the answers.
In 2019 to 2021.
He hit the homer on 2021.
May of 21.
May 12th.
I mean,
look around the room.
Camera. Phone, TV, person, woman. Yeah. See what I did there? Nobody got that. Lights, camera, action. I'm...
Lights, camera, action, Herbs.
2021. I'm just going to go with Alex Column C.
Do you know it?
Do I know it?
Yeah, do you know
it? Was it that? Is it that guy with the mustache and the Uber driver guy?
No, Randy Dobnak?
Yeah.
No, it's not him? Randy Dobnak. Yeah. It was Sean Anderson.
Who's that?
The Twins pitcher. His name was S-H-A-U-N Anderson. But he hit the home run. And I was like,
for the Twins.
No, I was just like, that's why I said, look in the room. It was my name. He could have just said Sean Anderson. My name. You would have gotten it. My bad.
Yeah. Boof Bonzer was really a good hard. Guess.
It was.
Boof Bonzer is a great guess.
The best pitcher to be ever be named after a Teen Wolf character.
All right, let's try this way.
Yeah.
Vinny.
You're just going to have to start asking some stuff.
Yeah, you've gotten...
Two.
You've been granted... access to the final question.
Oh, okay. Right? I won her.
Congratulations.
I actually had two also. The two easy ones you gave to Vinny, I got.
Oh, don't worry. Here,
but that
here,
was
here.
Only one. Those are the same category. Yeah. So you only get one pie piece for the whole thing. So I'm still ahead 2-1.
I'll clear all the questions we haven't done.
Yeah.
And if you can get two of them right, Herb.
Oh, Herb wins.
We'll go to the final question and we'll see if either of you guys can get that. All right.
Give me the easiest one from one of these categories we haven't gone to.
Well, just start asking somebody something.
So for the free agent one, we haven't done two of these. Right. Do you want the second one or the third
second
one?
Second one.
Atlanta, Kansas City, Oakland. This is the free agent that signed with the White Sox. Atlanta, Kansas City, Oakland.
Jermaine Dye,
correct. You get a pink piece like Vinny. Trades. Chicago, the NL team, and Oakland before being traded to the White Sox.
This is me or?
This is you.
Okay.
This is you. Chicago, you to try to get to the final round.
It's Jeff Samardzija.
It is Jeff Samardzija. There you go. You get a blue piece right there. Mm-hmm. This one I just thought was a fun one. 26 players in White Sox history have worn the number 35, but none since 2005 after it was retired in the honor of Frank Thomas. Can you name one of the other 35s in White Sox history? Just one player.
Yeah.
One of the other 25 players.
I started watching White Sox baseball in 1990 for Frank Thomas. Yeah. Didn't see a game before that.
Yeah, okay, that one's pretty tough. I don't know any of
them. I don't know. Like
Ed Kleinman, I think, is the only guy that
some pitchers probably.
Yeah, no one really. That was a bad question. That's on me.
I can't believe we didn't get Ed Kleinman.
Yeah, I can't believe we didn't get Ed Kleinman. And then the final one I got before we get into the final questions, and the final questions, by the way, are hard.
Excellent. Yeah.
I mean,
good.
Harder.
On June 3rd, 2021, this one's in Hong Kong, the White Sox infielder outfielder threatened the goose with a shot off Casey Mize. He hit a ball 412 feet. You wonder if Roger Bossard, I was going to pull an A-Rod there, Roger Bossard, lent him any tools to power him up. That was Rake Lamb. Man with the golden rake.
Got you.
Rake Lamb.
Infielder, outfielder, my mind was on later.
Me too.
My bad. He wasn't hitting the ball 412 feet, though. Let's go into the final questions here. Let's spin the wheel, and Vinny will go up first. I got all
the final here. Questions are in every category.
Yeah, every category. Okay, cool. So it was three in the main round. Gotcha. Hopefully that, gotcha, you know, one of you guys would have at least gotten.
Spin away.
Yeah, spin away. This is for Vinny. This game doesn't make any sense. All right, trades.
Brutal. I wanted that Hong Kong again.
Trades.
Yeah, and we know how good I am at this.
Toronto.
Yeah.
And Chicago NL.
Blue Jays Cubs traded to White Sox. That would be...
He was, and I'll give you this.
Down, I'll get this.
I will give you this. He was an outfielder.
Yeah, put the comments down.
Put the comments. Oh, it's George Bell.
It is George Bell. Congratulations. George Bell in the trade. That's for Sammy.
That was pretty hard. That was pretty hard.
For Sammy. Yep.
Yeah.
Good job.
Good job, Vinny.
George Bell. And it wasn't recent either, so you racked your mind on that one. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Vinny, you got three right there, so I will say if Herb ties you on this one, I think you won the good old-fashioned way. Let's spin the wheel for Herb. And also, I don't know if you can. Just if you get trades, we'll let you pick on whatever gets in the middle, basically.
Ooh.
So no trades.
Spinner's choice. No, it's numbers.
It's numbers game.
Ed Kleinman.
This is my favorite question, though. And this is kind of a your mean question in a way. Six numbers are unique in White Sox history. Also, I feel... Now I just got to double check to make sure. Yeah, okay. Six numbers are unique in White Sox history. Can you name the numbers and the players who wore them.
All six of them?
So there's six numbers that have been worn, all on the team in the last two years. Six numbers that have been worn once by a player and once only, just by that player.
I'm just going to say you're mean, 73.
No. Okay. You're incorrect.
That was quick. That was quick.
Your mean was also...
I know Manny Ramirez, 99, 79, Abreu, 88, Luis Robert, 74, Julio Jimenez, and I'm stumped after that.
Okay. Cease.
Yes.
84. And...
So Tom Phillips wore 73 in 1997.
Fisk.
Or Tony Phillips wore...
Fisk.
Yeah, wore 73 in 97. Carlton Fisk, only player to wear 72, and that was retired. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Did you just rattle off the four, though? The other four he said were right?
Yeah.
Abreu, Aloy, Robert, and Manny Ramirez?
Yeah, he just didn't get Cease and what's
Fisk.
It called?
Yeah.
Fisk. That's not that hard of a question.
That is really hard. His questions are like one person.
All of those guys are
six and two and three, four.
All of those guys are brand names. Manny Ramirez, Luis Robert, Dylan Cease, Jose Abreu, Aloy Jimenez, and Carlton Fisk.
Understood. But I'm saying.
Two of them are going to be up on the wall.
Kleiman.
Exactly. He had that one. Like, I get all the hard ones. Come on, Sean.
Okay, fine. Here, we'll give you some more. Up.
I'm sorry, but the card says moops.
Give me the Frank Thomas question.
There's no Frank Thomas question.
All right, give me the Ken Griffey Jr. question.
Here's the three other final questions. This is in free agents. So these are the teams that he played for before signing with the White Sox. The Yankees and the Pirates. He was a starting pitcher.
The Yankees and the Pirates, starting pitcher.
This is a harder question than what you just got.
And went to the White Sox as a free agent. Whew. Pirates, Yankees. The Yankees, Pirates. All I can think of was Todd Ritchie.
Yeah, I guess?
Kip Wells.
Oh, no. I think Kip Wells is actually drafted by that.
Todd Ritchie and Kip Wells were traded for each other.
Yeah. Ivan Nova.
Oh, Yvonne Champagne Yvonne Supernova.
Nova. In the sky. Yeah. Honk Honk. This one is not a StatCast Goose Island landing question. This is a geese question.
Mm-hmm. Just a question about geese.
All varieties of duck, geese, and swans are a part of this diverse family of birds.
We got to come up with a Latin name?
No, it's the type of bird that they are.
Airfowl.
Well, it would be waterfowl, obviously.
It's waterfowl.
Yeah. All birds are airfowl, except, ostriches.
Waterfowl,
and,
besides ducks, geese, and swans.
That's what you're looking for, waterfowl?
Waterfowl was the correct answer. And then final one, beer. In 1986, the Crosstown Classic was sponsored by Bush. In commercials promoting the Crosstown Classic, White Sox manager Tony La Russa can be seen giving this Cubs manager a call.
What year was this, 86?
86.
Glenn Frey?
Close, Jim Frey, his dad. Glenn Frey of the Eagles.
Yeah, Glenn Frey from
taking
the
it
Eagles.
Easy. Yeah.
Take it easy.
Wow, and I said that with a lot of confidence.
R.I.P. Glenn Frey.
Yeah, seriously.
Boy, I should have just gone last name like on Jeopardy.
Eagles. Songs of Innocence.
Who is Frey?
Who is Frey? Good job, though.
Airfowl.
Airfowl. This entire...
That's what they call when someone goes up for a layup and you smack them. That's an airfowl.
And this entire show was an airfowl.
Yeah, it was.
It was just a complete...
It was an over-the-air foul.
Complete foul.
Gary Glover mentioned over there.
What did Gary Glover
do? He gave up the longest home run in a guaranteed rate history, even though they gave it to the other person. He gave a home run to Eric Chavez. It was hit farther than the one that Joe Borchardt hit, but you can't have an opposing person have the longest home run.
Travis Hafner came close too, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's in the top five, I want to say.
Michael Conforto, I found this. He hit one past the goose. It didn't threaten the goose. It went past the goose.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Landed on the same level as the goose, just over.
Would they say that was listed as like 450?
No.
See.
It's like 444 or something like that. Finally, just on our way out here, just got to let you know, Chicago, you've already got the best coverage for your favorite teams. So get fitted in the best sports gear around. Foco's got you covered from Soldier Field to the front room, north or south side, with hoodies, slippers, signs, bobbleheads, and everything in between. Get decked out like DeMar with apparel from leaders in sports merch and collectibles. Foco, if you're looking for the perfect gift for the football fan in your life, Foco's got you covered with hoodies to fight that Lake Michigan breeze. Check out Foco.com or click the link in the description below for online pre-sale items. Use the promo code CHGO for 10% off. Aroldis Chapman through the Royals on our way out. It's the only baseball news of today. I don't know how much it's going to affect the AL Central. We'll see. But that's going to do it. Thanks for participating in this foul of a Trivial Pursuit game. That's Vinny Duber. You can follow him on Twitter at Vinny Duber. He's our CHGO White Sox beat writer. That's Herb Lawrence. You can follow him on Twitter at EchnerWall23. He's our CHGO White Sox community leader. And I'm Sean Anderson. You can follow me on Twitter at Sean_W_Anderson. Yeah, Michael Conforto hit his home run off Josh Osich.
Never break the chain.
Our guy. AJ Pollock ruined that song. Shout out to Stephen Nicholas.
He didn't.
Produce. Yeah, whoever made it.
Fleetwood Mac made it.
And then a shout out to Stephen Nicholas, who produced the show. We will talk to you on our podcast only pod Monday morning around midnight and then at 4 p.m. on Monday for the live show. Talk to you then.